Hey there, welcome to day 19 of the preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. My name is Gary Zimek, and I will be here with you for the next 15 minutes. We're doing a shortened version of the program today. As I mentioned on yesterday's program, I've got to go out of town, and I'm trying to record these all before I leave. I want to make sure that you have these programs. We'll do the full preparation for consecration material today. We're going to skip the mass readings. But I would like you to give you a little assignment to go to usccb.org, or if you have a missal or a magazine that has the daily mass readings, and read the daily mass readings. Let the Lord speak to you through the pages of sacred scripture. We will do these 15-minute shows today. And of course, Saturday and Sunday are typically 15-minute shows anyway. So they're going to be the regular length, but you're getting a bit of a reprieve today. Today is a big day because, along with being day 19, it is day 7 of the second period of total consecration preparation. So we're going to wrap up today the look at ourselves. We're looking into ourselves, self-knowledge. That's what these past 7 days have been about. We finish that today, and tomorrow we launch into 7 days looking at the Blessed Mother. Then we spend 7 days looking at Jesus Christ. And then, guess what? We are done, and we make total consecration on October the 7th. So lots of good stuff coming up. I'm excited to be doing this for the 7th year on Blog Talk Radio. Somebody asked me how many people I've led through this. I think it's 3,000, 4,000 possibly. I've really lost track. I don't keep track of numbers as much as I used to. I just know we're getting lots of people, and I'm very grateful to you for participating. This is life-changing. This will change your life for the better. I promise you this. You know, you might not feel things instantly, but your life will change. You need to give it some time. Basically, what you're doing, you're saying, Blessed Mother, Mom, Mommy, Mama, whatever you want to call her, I give you permission to take over my life and to lead me closer to Jesus. Because, Mom, I can't do it by myself. She is waiting to do that. She wants to do that. That's what this is all about. And then she's going to work behind the scenes. That's the really neat thing. She'll be working behind the scenes to bring you closer to her son, Jesus. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father, as we come to this last day of the second period in our total consecration preparation, we're going to be talking about denying ourselves. Father, this is not an easy thing for us. We ask that you help us to deny ourselves in a similar way that your son Jesus denied himself. He always wanted to do your will. Sometimes we want to take the easy way out and do our own will instead of your will. Help us to get better. Help us love the Blessed Mother more. Help us love you more. Father, I ask that you speak through me on the program today. Use my voice to proclaim your message and open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to that message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, well, I'm Gary Zimek. Thanks for coming along for the ride as we prepare in a really unique way for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. This is a unique preparation because you didn't need a book, and I'm using a variety of sources. And I think that some of these, using different sources, I think is much more effective. This works for me, and I hope it works for you. I think this is a great way to prepare for total consecration. Today we wrap up the last day devoted to taking a look at ourselves, really taking a good look at ourselves. It's like when somebody takes a picture of you and you look at it as it gets posted on Facebook and you say, oh man, what's up with those blemishes? What happened to that hair? Boy, look at the bags under my eyes, right? All these surprises. We think we look one way, but when we look at ourselves, look at a picture, we look in the mirror, all of a sudden we think, wow, is that how I really look? Well, the reason we do this in the total consecration preparation is because St. Louis de Montfort wanted to be sure that we understand our need for total consecration, that we realize that we are not as good as we think we are. Because if we walk around thinking we're good, then we might just say, I don't need any help, I'm going to be fine. But the problem is, We are sinners. So that's why we don't want to sugarcoat anything, because it's better to find this out now on this side of heaven than when you get up to the gates and the Lord says, before you go in, you've got a bit of a problem we need to talk about. I want to make sure you don't hear those words. So we're looking at ourselves the way we really are today. Tomorrow, we begin a look at the life of the Blessed Mother very quickly. followingthetruth.com. That's my website. That's the place to go if you say, I want to financially support Gary and help him out. Now, obviously, you might be saying to yourself, why does he mention this so much? The reason is because I need to. No other way. I need the financial support so I can go forward. You're coming through, and I'm very grateful. But I keep saying it because if you haven't donated and you're able to, could you please consider going to followingthetruth.com, clicking on support, and help me, because I want to continue this and all of the work that I do for a long time to come. You're making that possible. followingthetruth.com. If you or somebody you know is a worrier, make sure you check out my new podcast designed specifically for worriers. You know the name by now, podcastforworriers.com. I could not make it any easier than that. podcastforworriers.com, the only podcast of its kind. It's going to help you get your day started off the right way. It's a 5-minute podcast. We also do a weekly 30-minute version. You can subscribe at the level you want to subscribe to. So you can get that and get the weekly video where I answer questions. You can get autographed copies of all my books. Whatever works for you works for me. podcastforworriors.com. I must deny myself. Oh, man, I hate that. I hate that sentence because I don't like to deny myself. Do you like to deny yourself? It's not fun, is it? But it's what will get you to heaven. Let's talk a little bit about this. First, we'll look at a scripture reading. We're using the book, Preparation for Total Consecration, by Father Hugh Gillespie. Let's look at a scripture passage from Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 37. And he called to him the multitude with his disciples and said to them, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? For what can a man give in return for his life? That's a tough message, isn't it? Jesus said this, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So, if I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, here's what I need to do. Deny myself, take up my cross, and follow Jesus. Well, that doesn't sound like fun, does it? It involves suffering. But suffering with Jesus is better than running away from suffering without Jesus. Because I'll let you in on a little secret. You're never going to get away from suffering. And that's the unbelievable thing, why people don't cling to Jesus Christ and suffer on their own. It's so much more painful because with Christ, and I'm sure you may know this, you might know it better than I do. I bet some of you do. With Jesus Christ, suffering can be almost sweet because you're not wasting it. You're uniting your suffering with Christ, and he's using it to save souls. Yours, those around you, family members, people who are not going to make it to heaven, you offering up, you're sitting in a traffic jam, that little bit of suffering that you offer up and say, Jesus, I give this up to you, that might help somebody get to heaven. I mean, that is unbelievable. So we really want to think about, I must deny myself. St. Louis de Montfort, from his book, True Devotion to Mary, in order to empty ourselves of self, we must die daily to ourselves. This involves our renouncing what the powers of the soul and the senses of the body incline us to do. We must see as if we did not see, hear as if we did not hear, and use the things of the world as if we did not use them. This is what St. Paul calls dying daily. Unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain and does not bear any good fruit. If we do not die to self, and if our holiest devotions do not lead us to this necessary and fruitful death, we shall not bear fruit of any worth, and our devotions will cease to be profitable. All our good works will be tainted by self-love and self-will, so that our greatest sacrifices and our best actions will be unacceptable to God. Consequently, when we come to die, we shall find ourselves devoid of virtue and merit, and discover that we do not possess even one spark of that pure love which God shares only with those who have died to themselves, and whose life is hidden with Jesus Christ in him. It is a tough message. I know that. It really is. Now, let's finish things up here by looking at the words of Father Hugh Gillespie, a question posed by Father Gillespie. To die to oneself is not simply to renounce sin. It's also to recognize that even our very best inclinations and capacities need to be purified. This death is not the destruction of ourselves, but the transformation of our fragility and limitation into the strength and power of God. This change is not possible without the cross. Where do you encounter the cross in your life? Do you embrace and carry this cross with a faithful heart? Or do you seek out opportunities to set it aside? Every one of us has the ability to carry a cross every day. There's always going to be some kind of a cross. Annoying people at work, traffic jams, as I mentioned, a little upset stomach, maybe not feeling that well, maybe you're being tired, maybe you have cancer, maybe you have serious problems, really, really difficult problems, burdens in your life. We all have some kind of a cross, some opportunity to pick up our cross every day. Are you willing to do that? Let me read the final meditation. These are the words of Father Gillespie as we close out this second period of our total consecration preparation. Tomorrow we begin a look at the life of the Blessed Mother. And then the following week is a look at the life of Christ. And then we're done. We make our total consecration. But here's what Father Gillespie has to say. These 7 days, faithfully observed, have borne fruit. I want to read that again. These 7 days, faithfully observed, have borne fruit. So in other words, what we have done over the past 7 days has borne some sort of fruit. Consider for a few moments what you have learned about who you truly are. Consider for a few moments the slavery to sin which prevents you from living in the full freedom of the children of God. Consider how you have deepened in desire to repent and throw off the chains of this sinfulness. Consider how difficult, yet how necessary, this will be. Before moving into the next period, prayerfully ask Our Lady to aid and sustain you. See what he's doing here? He's setting us up. And he's saying, look at all this love of self that we still possess. You know, I'm still, when I hear the whole bit about denying myself, when I hear that about denying myself, I start to cringe a little bit. And that's exactly what this is designed to do. It's designed to make us realize we need the Blessed Mother's help. Because by ourselves, you might think you have a good relationship with Jesus. It needs to get better. We can never be at that point where we say, oh, that's it. No more working on our relationship. Because that relationship between you and Jesus Christ will start to crumble. And it won't be his fault. It'll be your fault. So turning to the Blessed Mother and acknowledging that we can't do this on our own is a great thing to do. And it makes us realize just how much we need her. So get ready to go into the next phase, which begins tomorrow when we look at the life of the Blessed Mother. And remember, we're still 2 weeks away from actually making our total consecration. You could already tell Mary to start helping you. I mean, certainly do that. Turn to her, say, Blessed Mother, help me out. But when you do it in a formal way on October the 7th, when you give your life to Mary and she'll take you to Jesus, things will change. And gradually, I'm not going to say it's going to happen overnight. I've done this consecration for 7 years in a row. I don't know if I've ever felt something on the day of consecration or reconsecration. It's not about feelings. This is not about feelings. This is about an act of the will. We make this act of the will. This is an expression of love for Jesus, because we're saying, Jesus, we're going to turn our lives over to your mom because you gave her to us as our mom too. Really cool stuff. If you have questions, contact me through my website, followingthetruth.com. While you're there, you know where to go. Support. Go click on support so you could send a donation to help my work continue. I'd be so grateful if you could do that. And also, please remember podcastforwarriors.com. Spread the news with your friends. Let them know that it's out there. God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.